Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. To be a teacher in 2018 means to reimagine the landscape of education, often in ways that expand what's possible inside a classroom. The 2018 Technology and Innovation Conference kicks off at the Sioux Falls Convention Center on April 15th. Julie Matheson is Director of Technology and Innovation in Education, also known as TIE, and she joins us on the phone right now from Rapid City. Julie, welcome to In the Moment.
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me this morning.
Let's start with an overview of the conference itself. It happens every year, and I'm sure it evolves as technology evolves.
It does. It happens every year, and we bounce back and forth between our two largest cities. So, as you mentioned, this Sunday we will be in Sioux Falls at the Sioux Falls Convention Center, and in opposite years, we actually hold the conference in Rapid City. We do strive to evolve to meet the changing needs of teachers and students and administrators, because we know that today's education isn't always designed to prepare us for tomorrow's challenges and workforce. And so all the great teachers in our state are constantly striving to prepare students to meet those needs.
They must have to do that, and then also the students themselves must change as they come up with different, access to different technology, different ideas, and different learning styles that they really weren't exposed to before.
Exactly. Many of us have seen very young 1- and 2-year-olds that already have the sense of moving the screen on mom or dad's iPhone. And many of the students in our classrooms, and in fact, pretty much all of them at this point, have had more technology in their lives for a longer amount of time during that learning process than many of the educators in the classroom. So our conference really serves as an important role in helping teachers to get really up to speed on all the latest information. We bring in national speakers from across the country, and then really the heart of our conference is engaging the great educators we have right here in South Dakota, and inviting them in to do breakout sessions and in-depth sessions to share their learnings and what's working for them in the classroom.
So here's one of the things. I've told this story before, and it's about on this program, a neighbor girl of mine when she was little. You know, her parents were kind of showing me how she was using this app on the phone or on the iPad, and then they put a magazine in front of her and she tried to swipe it.
Right.
And so they had to sort of do this, okay, here's what a page is, because, you know, she needed to know both those things. Do teachers find that, as well as sort of figuring out what the latest, you know, technology is and how to use it in education, that they also have to make sure these digital native kids have some of the skills that we might have taken for granted, like, you know, turning the page of a physical book or taking care of a book? Or, I mean, are we at that level yet, or are we, those things haven't gone away?
Yeah, I don't think we've completely abandoned some of those skills, but you know, you definitely bring up a good point that many of the tools of learning that educators in the classroom used may not be as familiar to students. I know I do most of my reading on a Kindle now, and even at my age, and I've read quite a bit, I sometimes run across a word that I want to be sure I know the meaning of. And I've had that same experience where not being able to put my finger on it and instantly get that more information about that vocabulary. Even though that's a very small example, that's the kind of thing that helps bring that learning and understanding to life for students when they have immediate access and feedback to some of that information.
Right. Julie Matheson is Director of Technology and Innovation in Education for South Dakota. The TIE Conference is what we're talking about. It's coming up April 15th through the 17th in Sioux Falls. And Julie, tell me a little bit about TIE South Dakota, because it's more than a conference.
Right. TIE is an organization that works all year long in order to help educators leverage learning for students. Our conference is really just a one big moment during the year where we bring nearly 1,300 educators together. It's the largest educational gathering in the state in order to explore technologies. But I'd want to emphasize, you know, the purpose is really about learning and student learning. And technology is just one of the tools we use to power that learning. The teachers in the classroom, the human resources are equally and certainly more important than any of the tools, but we put a special focus on the technology tools because I see that it plays three broad roles in helping learners and helping educators. There are many technologies that just instantly help us increase our efficiency, which is very important, but probably more important is the technology tools that help us leverage the learning and empower learners in ways that were not possible without those technologies. And kind of a new realm that we're breaching in the last couple of years is using the technology to actually alter the systems and structures of schools. There are weight-bearing walls in our traditional schools that sometimes prevent us from doing the very best things we know about learning, and technologies can help us break down some of those walls and really bring the best learning experiences possible to students. Mm.
One example in my life was a teacher at my daughter's high school who started a blog in some ways, I think, as I'm not sure if that's what they called it, but you could and invited parents to read some books along with the students, and then the kids did blog posts, and that's sort of an example, I think, of those walls. As a high school parent, you don't often get to get inside the classroom. Maybe nor do you want to, but this was this moment where you really got to see, and then, you know, you got to see your student's blog post about how she was, mm-hmm. you know, processing this book, and then the other kids, you got to provide feedback and share, and it was really this dynamic community that formed through using that technology, even though I never stepped in the classroom. Is that right. Sort of one of the examples of what you mean there? I'm sure there's many, many more. It's about tearing down those walls.
Right. That would be one great example of a technology that makes something possible that wasn't possible before. Probably you and I, if we wrote a paper, that was just between me and the teacher, which is okay, but it brings it to a whole different level of learning if you now have a worldwide audience for your writing and if people are commenting on your ideas. It really is the kind of thing that can help a student find their passion and help funnel them into the correct workforce position for them because they're able to explore a lot more with the technologies than without them.
Tell me who some of the major speakers are or the breakout sessions. What do you want to say about the conference itself that teachers can expect to find?
Right. On Sunday evening, we have Steve Dembo. And Steve kind of has a quirky title for his presentation. It says, Bill is Digitally Literate. Be Like Bill. And so Steve's session will really focus on bringing us up to speed on some of the latest digital literacies so that teachers can be more empowered to help students cultivate the learning. On Monday morning, our keynote is Eric Schiniger. He is a principal, and he will be bringing a leadership perspective to the arena of technology. His presentation is about bringing the awe back into learning. And one of the ways we can do that is really reach out across the world with digital tools in order to capture the things that are of interest to students and make that an engaging learning experience. On Tuesday afternoon, we actually have a session open to the public, so anyone is welcome to come. That's going to start at 12:25 p.m. in the arena at the Convention Center. And Holly Strand is a local person in South Dakota, and she's going to be talking about internet safety. And while we definitely don't want to scare people away from students using technology, we know that there's good and bad in the face-to-face world, and there's good and bad in the internet world. And so she is really going to help us learn more about some of those pluses and minuses so that we can all be more informed.
Julie Mathiesen is director of TAI South Dakota. You can find more about the conference at TAI.net, and we'll put a link up on our website after the program as well, listen.sdpb.org. Julie, thank you so much. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.